And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. We're joined now by Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist following the Warriors 70-35 victory over Pella in the conference opener on Friday night here in Norwalk. Your team once again gets off to a great start. You're up 16-2 early, 22-4 after one quarter. Girls just really getting the job done right out of the opening gate.
Yeah, when we can set the tone defensively like we did tonight and get out in the open court, get some easy buckets, kick it out to open shooters, we're a really dangerous team.
What really stood out tonight as far as how your team played? The press was obviously working again early, but Braylon Birmingham, the freshman, another 20-point night, seems to just show us a new move every night down there with those up-and-unders.
Yeah, she's so shifty, handles the ball so well. We're hard to press because of her ability to handle the basketball and switch hands and go behind the back. So she sets the tone offensively. Pearl Brown sets the tone defensively. When you can set the tone on both sides of the floor like we do with those two players, then you've got Bailey kicking out for threes, and we got a lot of shooters. Hannah Overholzer had a great game tonight, I think 17-18. So just super happy with our defense leading to our offense and all the production we're getting from every girl.
And Bailey tonight, 7 points. You know, last year if Bailey Birmingham scores 7 points in a game against Pella, it's probably not a good result. You know, it just shows how they did a good job on her tonight, but it shows how deep your team is.
Yeah, I'm super proud of Bailey because it shows that she's not all about the points. She wants to win. You know, she's leading our 5-0 team. And she'll have nights where we're going to need her to get, you know, 15, 20, 25 points. But her ability to lead us, whether she's scoring or not, is what we need out of her as a senior.
You mentioned Hannah Overholzer, first year in the program. Seems to just be getting a little more comfortable out there every game. She has a lot of moves with the behind-the-back dribbles and the kind of the shimmy moves, and then she'll the good pull-up jumpers. And she's shown the last couple games she can really knock down the threes as well.
Yeah, she's just an all-around player. She's a great basketball player. Lefty, so I think that gives her an advantage on the offensive end because a lot of teams force girls left. But she has the ability to score. We can put her on the other team's one of their best guards defensively. And she does a tremendous job staying low and in a stance. So she's just a complete basketball player, and we're so fortunate that she added to our depth and moved back to Norwalk with her family, who is, her dad's originally from Norwalk. So we're happy to have her.
Well, you've got all this depth on this team, and a lot of players, new players in some new roles this year, and all that depth. And how have they gelled together here just 5 games into the season?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of playing 8-9 girls given the game right now, you know, in those regular minutes. And everyone's coming out and executing their role, you know. We talk about, you know, you don't always need to be the leading scorer. You need to be able to come off the bench and execute your role. Do what you're best at to help this team. And I think girls are really starting to buy into their role. The roles are being identified. And if we do that and keep getting better, the sky's the limit for this group.
It was the conference opener tonight. Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist on Coach's Corner. The conference opener tonight against Pella, a big rival. How up for this game are the girls? I mean, they've had some pretty lopsided wins so far this season. How excited were they to get into conference play?
Well, we build it up. You know, it's one of our rivals. You talk about Pella and Norwalk, that they're always going to have really good matchups, and the history between these two programs and the Little Hawkeye Conference has established a great rivalry. So we've been up the whole week. We knew it was poster night. We knew it was Toys for Tots night. Our crowd was amazing. We filled our stands both on the home side and in the student section. So we feed off of this tremendous home crowd, and our girls are, you know, our goal is to win every conference game, every home game, and then the Little Hawkeye Conference. So you can't do that if you don't start it out in a good way with the first one against a rival.
Well, you've been ranked fourth in Class 4A for the whole season, preseason, and again in this week's rankings. How much pride are the girls taking in that ranking and, you know, to live up to it?
I kind of like where we're at. Four was kind of our lucky number to start the season. you know, there's three state championships that the girls program has had, so we're striving for that fourth. So I'm fine staying there. I know the target's going to get bigger on our back, but we have towels that say Warriors working for Wells, and, you know, so that four number's kind of neat to just keep embracing, and I don't care where we are right now. We want to be playing our best basketball till tournament time.
Well, we're rolling right along. Christmas break will be here before you know it, but next week, you're Road Warriors. You go to Winterset on Monday night for a non-conference and right back into conference play at Pella Christian, which looks to be an improved Pella Christian team on next Friday night.
They are. They've played some really good basketball. They're much improved, a year older with a lot of the players back from last year's team. So, and Winterset will be a physical team on the road on Monday. So we don't have any time to, you know, you want to feel good about this win tonight. And then tomorrow, get back to the grindstone, start studying film, and prepare for a tough road week next week.
Hard to nitpick with this team, but what's something you're looking to improve here in the next couple games?
We've got to take better care of the basketball. I think we've only had one game where we've had under 10 turnovers. That's our goal, 9 turnovers or less. So not sure what we had tonight, but it felt like 12 to 15 area. And so take better care of the basketball and rebound everybody's first shot and crash the glass on the offensive end.
Well, we only had you with 2 turnovers at half, a few more in the second half where they started to pile up. But another impressive win for your team, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot for being here, Mike.